101.9 High FM. The rand punches straight through the 15 rand to the dollar mark as negatives take hold. Bianca Buerta's treasury partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. Good morning. What another crazy day yesterday.
Good morning, Howard. It is absolutely insane what's happening in the financial markets currently, and I, for one, is definitely happy that we're heading into the weekend. Hopefully our politicians will behave over the weekend, not sending the market into further turmoil.
What do you think what do you think actually is going on there? I mean, it's very clear that ACE was not hacked. He obviously tweeted that, or his office certainly tweeted it about the Reserve Bank. Now they're saying it was hacked, that they're trying desperately to show some form of unity, but no one's buying it.
I think the ANC has been trying to show some form of unity for a while now, and I think that the more they try to hoodwink the market, the more we see right through them. The cracks are definitely showing. The infighting has become so public that there's absolutely no way of denying it. And then obviously, you know, we've all been aware that they would like to own the Reserve Bank in terms of its shareholding, but there's never been a true threat to the mandate. And now the mandate has come under fire, and I think that is what is really rattling the markets.
So that's an interesting distinction, and I'm not sure that I understood it properly. So there's a difference what they're trying to do, there's always been this distinction between ownership and mandate, and now there's this hint that they're interfering with mandate. Is that what's caused the chaos?
That is what's causing the chaos. You know, when you are a shareholder of the Reserve Bank, you have no power over determining what the mandate of the Reserve Bank is what actions they need to follow in governing the Reserve Bank and ultimately governing the monetary policy of South Africa. When we start fidgeting with the mandate, the economic implications of that is enormous.
Yeah, absolutely. And the rand, of course, responding, the market's responding very, very poorly to that. Also added to that, the fact that we had less than 1%, that we had terrible growth.
This week as a whole has been an absolute nightmare for the markets. We're not seeing any growth. You know, we anticipating that we'll have below 1% growth for the coming year. And then also, you know, it's not just the fact that they're looking at tampering with the mandate of the Reserve Bank. It's this whole political instability that we're seeing. Markets has placed a lot of faith into President Cyril Ramaphosa. And the past few days has actually shown us that he's not on as a stable footing in the ANC as we would like to think he is. And that the factionalism still exists, even post the Zuma era.
Yeah, really, really, really frightening. So what are we anticipating? Where do you think the rand's going?
It's currently very, very hard to anticipate what we're going to see in the next week. I mean, the fate of the rand currently lies at the feet of the politicians, and it's anyone's guess what their next move is going to be. I think we can expect that Treasury as well as the presidency will try very hard to instill form of confidence back into the market, giving investors and businesses some clarity on exactly what their stance is going to be. But all in all, you know, it's anyone's guess at the moment, and it could go either way depending on what news and what activity comes from the local market as well as the international markets.
All right. We'll certainly keep an eye on that, and we will chat to you next week. That's Bianca Buerta's treasury partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. You have a fantastic weekend. We're not in on Monday. It is a Jewish holiday, but we'll be back on Tuesday.